Today, you're invited inside the mind of an author, academic, and activist, Bree Lee. You might already know her work, Eggshell Skull, Who Gets to Be Smart, the work, among others, where she speaks candidly about the book that, upon first reading, awakened her feminist rage and ultimately changed her life.
Hey, I'm Bree Lee. I am an author, academic, and activist, and the book that changed my life is The Natural Way of Things by Charlotte Wood. So very briefly, the book is about a group of young women who have somehow wronged against, you know, like sort of conservative values. So any young woman in Australia who's, you know, involved in a sex scandal, you know, essentially naughty women, these bad women, are sort of performatively and publicly rounded up and scapegoated out into this horrific place, almost like a re-education camp for wayward women. And the book is about how they sort of survive or don't survive that experience. So for me, a big thing that made this book so significant is, you know, like I mentioned, how it found me at that time in my life. People talk about women in particular having a sort of these times in their life where they have feminist awakenings, and one of them being when they enter the workforce. And that year for me was when I had left university and entered the workforce and was coming to realise just how horrific misogyny in the legal profession and in society generally was. Like, the big thing that hit me was how some of them found solidarity with each other, whereas some of the women in this book fought against other women in order to try and just align themselves even a tiny bit with those in power to self-protect. And I felt like I was at a stage in my life where I had to start making choices about whether I would throw my fellow women under the bus or whether I would try to set out on a life of solidarity, even if it was much harder. There is a striking scene in this book where these women who are held in sort of filthy conditions and denied basic, you know, hygiene and food, but they get thrown, I just remember this so clearly and it's not a spoiler, they get thrown these kind of cosmetic samples that have clearly just been kind of donated for free somehow. And some of the women are like scrabbling in the dirt, elbowing each other out of the way to get some like moisturizer for their face. And it just was such a physical sort of devastating example and such a minute example of what happens every day on a much sort of bigger scale with much more important issues. You know, it's interesting, when I chose this book to talk about for this segment, I realised that although I think about it quite often and it's had a huge impact on me, I have not been, I haven't had the guts to actually reread it since I first read it 10 years ago. I think if I reread it now, it would hit me in a completely different way. And that's a good thing. You know, it's not a walk in the park, so I wouldn't approach a reread lightly. If I could choose one high-profile person to read this book, it would be Barnaby Joyce. And specifically because, I was going to say Tony Abbott, but he's not really in politics anymore, so it would be a little bit of a waste. But specifically because I think that there's a way certain blokey Australian people still really genuinely believe that men and women are just fundamentally different, and it is right that the world is split into these two categories and that everybody benefits when people know their place. I would give it to him and then see if he had any original thoughts after turning the last page. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm very fortunate to have Charlotte Wood now in my kind of professional sphere. She knows how much I admire her. It's a position I share with peers. And I would just say to her what I have already said to her 100 times, but I would say it 101 times, which is thank you. Thank you for your art and thank you for your work. I'm Bree Lee, and The Natural Way of Things by Charlotte Wood is the book that changed my life.
That is author, academic, and activist Bree Lee on the book that changed her life, The Natural Way of Things by Charlotte Wood.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.